piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Greg, you were telling me the other day about an interesting dish called pho.
Pho.
Did you get that, folks? Pho.
Pho. P-H-O, Vietnamese. It's kind of a national dish in Vietnam. I've had it in Vietnamese restaurants. Beef is typical, but you can have it with chicken, you can have it with shrimp. But the recipe that I like a lot comes from a wonderful book called Pleasures of the Vietnamese Table.
I see.
By Mai Pham, M-A-I-P-H-A-M, M-A-I-P-H-A-M. I've been to cooking lectures where she's lectured and demonstrated, and she is a terrific teacher and a terrific speaker, and she really gets into the heart and soul of food. What it is rice stick noodles, which are soaked in cold water first and then cooked very briefly, and then drained and put into a lovely beef broth that you make yourself and served with a bunch of garnishes, and some of the garnishes are thinly sliced meat from the meat that you use to make the broth, cilantro and bean sprouts and green onion and raw yellow onion and chilies. They can be hot or mild. It would be a fresh, hot or mild chili, and then you would just cut it into rings, and then you would strew it over. The way to make this, and don't bother writing things down, folks, go to themissoulian.com and look this recipe up. It starts off with a lot of meat to get the flavor of the broth quickly.
You say a huge quantity. How much is that?
Maybe 5 pounds.
5 pounds of beef, huh?
And what I like to do is to get like a chuck roast, but a nice thick chuck roast that could weigh maybe 4 pounds or so.
Yeah.
And then you want a couple of pounds of other kinds of bones like knuckle for cartilage to give a little bit of body to the broth. You don't want it as hearty, say, as a beef stock, which takes hours and hours to cook. This does not. And one of the keys to making a really great pho is a clarity of the broth. And to do that, let's say you've gotten a 4 pound chuck roast. You want to get rid of as much of the fat as you can.
Okay.
You put the meat in the pot. You put your knuckly bones in there as well. Cover it very generously with water. And then you bring the meat and bones to a boil and boil vigorously for 5 minutes.
Vigorous.
Now, during this time, you will notice a huge amount of scum. And you need to get rid of this because if you don't, it will cloud the broth later. You're not making the broth yet. You're getting the bones and the meat ready for the broth. So after 5 minutes of vigorous boiling, you remove the meat and the bones, and then you rinse them off. Quickly rinse them off. In the meantime, you have another pot going of 6 quarts of water.
6 quarts.
Regular water. And then you put your boiled and rinsed off meat into this pot and you bring it to a simmer.
Simmer.
And while it's coming to the simmer, you're going to add a lot of ginger to it.
A lot.
I mean, 2-3 inch pieces of ginger.
I see.
You can leave the peel on. Cut the ginger so that the surfaces are exposed. Also, you will need to add 2 yellow onions, peeled and cut into chunks.
Yeah.
And a quarter cup of fish sauce. This is Vietnamese fish sauce.
Quarter of a cup.
Quarter of a cup. You'll need to add 3 ounces of rock sugar or palm sugar, which I got through a supply store. Yeah, rock sugar or palm sugar. But you can also use regular sugar, a quarter cup of regular sugar. Then 10 whole star anise pods. Very important. The ginger and the anise are what give this broth its distinctive flavor. And then 6 whole cloves, the spice.
Yes.
Bring it to the simmer. Add some salt to it. You can add a tablespoon of salt because this is 6 quarts.
6 quarts.
And you want to bring it to the simmer and then let it simmer slowly for a couple of hours. And then you take 1 or 2 chunks of the meat out and set it aside. And you use that to slice up for the final soup. You cook the rest of the broth with the meat, with the liquid, for another hour or so, and then it's done, and it's a beautiful amber color. Then you have a 1 pound package of rice stick noodles that you have already soaked in water for at least 30 minutes, and then you drain it off, and then you pour boiling water on it, and it'll cook almost instantly. To serve, it's very simple. You need very large bowls, and I've got really large soup bowls in downtown Missoula. You divide 1 pound of rice stick noodles into 4 to 6 bowls. So these are now cooked. And then you pour on maybe 3 cups of the broth. Taste it first to make sure it's nicely seasoned. And you've cut up some of the meat that you have reserved from the cooking, and you will add that to the pho as well. And then you just garnish with bean sprouts and onions, the vegetables that we talked about earlier.
Sure.
And then you take wedges of lime and then squeeze over the whole thing. And so for one serving, I would use maybe half a lime. Remember, there's sugar in there, and so the lime is going to work very nicely with the sugar. And then you eat with chopsticks and soup spoons.
I think you'll love it, folks. And what you'll want to do afterwards is come back to
The Food Guys. Guys.